kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Bagamat walang pambansang ehensyang nangungulekta ng datos ng pagbibenta ng gamit na sasakyan o used cars, iminungkahi ng mga pagtatantsa na ang market ng gamit na sasakyan ay halos 3 beses na mas malaki kaysa market ng bagong sasakyan sa Australia. Bilang nagbibenta ng second-hand na sasakyan, may malaking potensyal na bilang ng mga mamimili na pwedeng iyong targetin. Pero paano mo nga ba lalakbayin ang proseso ng pagbibenta ng iyong sasakyan? Si Cassie Townsend, Director of Regulatory Engagement sa New South Wales Fair Trading, ay nagbibigay ng mga kaalaman tungkol sa mga magagamit na paraan para magbenta ng sasakyan sa Australia.
For people wanting to sell their own car, the first decision that they have to make is how they'd like to sell it. So there's a couple of options. They could sell through a dealer, they could sell it through an auction house, or they could sell it directly to someone using one of the various selling platforms, most of which of course are on now online.
Ang pagbibenta sa pamamagitan ng isang dealer o isang auction house na karaniwan para sa mga classic at collector na sasakyan ay nag-aalis ng abala dahil kanila nang iniintindi ang proseso ng pagbibenta. Ngunit hindi ito nagbibigay daan na ma-maximize ang presyo ng iyong sasakyan. Mahalaga na isaalang-alang ang mga gastos na kaugnay sa pagbibenta sa pamamagitan ng isang car dealership dahil karaniwang may layunin silang kumita sa pagbibenta ng iyong sasakyan. Sa kabilang banda, kung pipiliin mo ang isang auction house, maaari mong asahan na magbayad ng komisyon na karaniwang umaabot sa mga 10-15% na presyo ng naibenta. Ayon yan kay Townsend. Samantala, sa personal na transaksyon sa pagitan ng mga tao o person-to-person sale, mahalaga na ihanda ang registration papers para madaling ma-access.
Any buyer is going to want to verify the vehicle against the registration papers, and they may even ask to verify that you are the actual owner. So ask, for example, your license to verify that. They'll also want to check the vehicle details. So they may want information such as the VIN or chassis numbers, which are available on the registration papers. And this is mainly so that they can do a check to see if there's any money owing on the car through the Personal Property and Securities Register.
Ipinaliwanag ni Cara Firelia, manager ng consumer marketing ng online platform na Car Sales, kung ipa-advertise sa pribadong kumpanya para ibenta ang sasakyan, mahalaga na maging tapat sa kondisyon ng iyong ibibentang sasakyan.
It's all around transparency, so being transparent and upfront in conversation and in the comments section of your listing about the car's history and any imperfections that the buyer might like to be made aware of. And this will really help when you do eventually meet with potential buyers in person during inspections and just help avoid any awkward surprises on the day.
Dagdag ni Faelia, ang agarang pagtugon sa mga inquiry tungkol sa sasakyan mula sa mga potensyal na customer ay mahalaga rin dahil ito ay nagpapataas ng tsansa na mabilis maibenta ang mga ito. At ang pag-aaral o research ng mga detalye bago magtakda ng presyo ay mahalaga sapagkat ito ang unang aakit sa mga potensyal na mamimili.
We know that buyers are very switched on. They do their research. So if you're serious about selling it, try and price your car within the recommended range, which would be around that true market value to help you attract interest. The next tip is around negotiations. There are buyers that do like and enjoy the opportunity to negotiate the price. So it's always worth considering this when setting your price. And if you can allow a little bit of wriggle room in your listing price to allow for negotiations.
Iminungkahi naman ni Alex Forrest, na manager ng Vehicles and Fuels sa Royal Automobile Club sa Western Australia. Dapat magsagawa ng mga pag-aayo sa sasakyan bago ibenta dahil ito ay makakaimpluwensya sa negosasyon sa presyo ng mga potensyal na buyers.
Often that you see that in advertisements as well. So, the car's just been serviced, it's got new tyres, and that's something to make a potential buyer feel better about the car that they're going to purchase. The flip side of what I said earlier would be that the buyer could say, look, it needs new tyres, a new battery and an exhaust and some brakes or whatever done. Go and fix those. And then once they're done, perhaps we can negotiate and price, but I'm not going to look at the vehicle until you've had those things fixed on the car.
Gayunpaman ang mag-upgrade at i-modify ang sasakyan bago ibenta ay hindi pinakawais na opsyon.
I guess if you're talking about roof racks and a roof bar and bigger wheels and tires or different sort of add-ons like a tow bar and that sort of thing, typically they don't really increase the value of the car unless the buyer really specifically wants those things on it. That might incentivize them to pay a little bit more for it. But typically all those add-ons and optional extras that you can buy in the aftermarket, they don't add much more to the value of the car, especially if the buyer has to go and modify the car again back to how it was before because I don't like those optional extras that are on it.
Samantala, isa sa disadvantage o kawalan sa pagbibenta ng sasakyan direkta sa ibang pribadong tao ay ang hindi komportabling ideya na pupunta sa iyong bahay ang potensyal na buyer para suriin ang sasakyan. Kaya inirekomenda ni Faelia na may mga paraan upang maiwasan ang mga alalahaning ito at ibinahagi niya ang kanyang sariling karanasan na magsama ng isang kaanak nang ibenta niya ang kanyang sasakyan.
That's another little tip there. You can have a friend or family member with you. With a test drive, you can arrange to meet the buyer in a public place, for example, a shopping centre car park where there are people around. You can ask to hold on to their car keys for the car that they drove to meet you, or even hold on to their driver's license, just as a bit of security when going on the test drive. And you can also go in the test drive with them and sit in the passenger seat.
Dagdag naman ng manager na si Forrest, depende sa iyong estado o teritoryo, maaaring kinakailangan na dumaan ang iyong sasakyan sa vehicle pass. Ito'y isang compliance condition check bago ibenta.
In Victoria, whenever a vehicle is bought and sold, it needs to come with a recent roadworthy certificate. And that's not required in Western Australia. So there's a significant difference in the vehicle checks that are required by law across the different states in Australia. And then there are also the vehicle mechanical and condition checks that are not mandated, but they are highly recommended for people who are looking to buy a used car.
Ibinahagi naman ni Townsend mula sa New South Wales Fair Trading ang karagdagang kaalaman sa mga proseso kapag nabenta mo na ang iyong sasakyan. Sabi nito, may tatlong dapat kang asikasuhin. Una, kontakin ang iyong insurance at roadside assistance. Siguraduhin ang iyong tollway account ay nailipat sa iyong ibang sasakyan at ipaalam sa opisina ng Motor Registry sa iyong estado o teritoryo. Mahalaga ring tandaan na ang mga paperworks at kinakailangan para sa pagbabago ng pagmamay-ari o changing ownership, paglilipat ng sasakyan o vehicle transfer at pagbibenta ay maaaring nag-iiba sa bawat estado at mga teritoryo ng Australia.
In New South Wales, that's through Service New South Wales, and you'll need to notify them about the disposal of the car. So this is important to do as soon as possible after selling because it'll stop you receiving any fines that might be incurred by the new buyer. So I advise to check with what your local state requirements are. They will change from state to state, but in most cases you will have to notify whoever is your motor vehicle registering authority.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Zoe Tumaido na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.